What if a nursing college cared for its students the same way nurses cared for their patients? What if the focus was on keeping students in, not weeding them out? What would happen? Something extraordinary. Join us, and together we can make a difference. Chamberlain University College of Nursing. Extraordinary care, extraordinary nurses.
Attend an open house at Chamberlain's Phoenix campus Wednesday, February 21st, anytime between 5 and 7 p.m. Register now at chamberlain.edu.
And this is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
We are live. We are back. Thank you so much for joining us. Episode 13, Lucky 13, Patriot Power Hour. Future Dan, you there?
This is Future Dan reporting for duty.
Reporting for duty, sir. How was your Valentine's Day?
Oh, it was loving, respite, a break from the world we live in, that's for sure.
There you go. I always have bad luck on a Valentine's Day, let's just say. So mine was very poor. However, at work, they did have the option of surf and turf for lunch, so that was good. So, hey, folks, we're here, Patriot Power Hour. It's February 15th. 2018. We got tons of news. We got a giveaway. We got some other stuff to talk about as well. I guess first on the docket, though, we got to give out the number. 619-789-6804. One more time. 619-789-6804. Call in. Talk to myself, Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and my colleague, Future Dan, FutureDanger.com. Call in. And by the way, we got a contest running. We've had contests running. We've given away about 3 winners so far in the past month. Contest for the first caller tonight. So let's see if we give some away here.
What do they win, Ben? What do they win?
What do they win? Either one solid troy ounce .9999, the 4.9 purity silver, delivered anywhere in the continental United States. I might even deliver it worldwide if we get an international listener that wins this, just saying. Or you get the equivalent in Bitcoin sent to any address you want. You can donate to charity, you can take it yourself, whatever. So whether you're the old school, physical, hard, precious metal, not giving away gold, but silver, pretty good. Or you're the new crypto generation, whatnot, the winner gets to choose.
Nice. Let's hope we get a call tonight. I'd love to hear from someone.
Yeah, we did get a winner for the write-in contest last week. They were really, even though we often talk about financial and geopolitical issues, they really were, when they wrote in and they won, they actually chose physical silver, so 1 ounce went out to them. they were writing about the flu and more of the health and the vaccination type of flu shot type of narrative we touched on briefly last episode. So that was very interesting. You know, I told them to try to leave us a voicemail, hopefully, or get them on air to share more of their story. But that was good. We definitely want to call in this week, though.
Definitely. And for our first segment, Ben, I wanted to ask you, have you heard of this new phenomenon called QAnon?
So I definitely have, but I'm first and foremost, I was, you know, I've been an activist for 5+ years. And so anonymous and all that, I've kind of came up when I was around. And I knew a bunch of guys who were quote unquote anonymous, you know, that were legit, and a lot that were not legit. And so then you see QAnon, and I'm immediately thinking, is this some type of fake group? Is this some sort of, you know, troll job? Is it real? It seems like it has a little bit of legs, but you definitely know more about it than me. I'm somewhat familiar with the high level, but tell our listeners if they don't already know a little bit more about
them. I got to admit, I don't know a lot. I know what's been asserted. There's this anonymous 8chan forum where supposedly a high-ranking official within the Trump administration has been dropping very cryptic notes since October. And, of course, there's been a backlash by your Media Matters, Newsweek, all the mainstream media, just going to town on how absurd some of it sounds. But it's got a tremendous presence in social media. I mean, if you go and check out the hashtag QAnon, it's never ending. And so here's what I know. So it originated in 4chan, 8chan message boards late last year. There's a person named Q who claims to be, again, this high-level government insider.
Okay.
And they've been writing posts, apparently only one, been posting, calling these things crumbs, and the purpose is to covertly inform the public about what Trump's master plan is to stage a counter coup against members of the deep state. All right? An associated concept or hashtag is the storm or the calm before the storm, right?
Okay.
But there's no shortage of fake QAnon posts out there. And it's really muddy. What we do know is in late October, a user identified as Q on the website started to, you know, talk about an approaching storm, right? And this coincided with a statement the president made, all right? 3 weeks after Trump had made a remark, Q started posting. Trump's remark was about, quote, unquote, the storm. And when at a function at the White House, Trump was speaking at the press pool. This is right after the Las Vegas mass murder, right?
Okay.
The Las Vegas mass shooting. And he was asked about it, and he was standing there, and he was surrounded by military leaders. It was a different function, but he said, maybe it's the calm before the storm. Could be the calm before the storm. He said that to reporters. And one reporter requested a clarification about what storm, Mr. President, and Trump had replied, you'll find out. Thank you, everybody. Walked away. And the White House has been pressed about what this meant and has never clarified it. So it has totally fed into this QAnon phenomenon. And the thinking is perhaps Trump himself or a very close surrogate found a way to get in there and is running its own information operation. And there's a lot of believers. There's not a lot of substance that I can tell. We haven't posted to it at Future Danger because nothing that's coming through these threads has made tremendous concrete sense. But the believers of the movement, I mean, it's sprung up a cottage industry of YouTube channels and Twitter feeds for trying to parse what this person is saying. And the Q, just by the way, the Q stands for Q clearance. It's a, I believe, a Department of Energy top secret level clearance. and it's claimed by this 4chan poster that they hold this clearance.
There's some pretty crazy stuff. I mean, I don't know. That's I don't trust anything from the internet, but I do know that there's all types of crazy subterfuge, just like the movies or even crazier going on. So this is totally believable that it's possible. But like you said, there's some, it's so easy to potentially manipulate, or people pretend they're that Q or whatever, or it could be hijacked or whatnot. It's pretty crazy. That, I guess that's why you're not really posting on futuredanger.com, is you use that heat map for more, you know, very confirmed type of trends and analysis, right? Not as much as this, even though this could, if it is true, is obviously bombshell. Even though, I mean, you know, there's a high chance it's not, the small chance that it is, it's pretty crazy, but you just can't put it on Future Danger, I guess.
You know, if this Q person is legitimate and is posting information that is previewing disclosures that are going to come after a corrupt Department of Justice and expose that to the world, it doesn't rate for Future Danger, because that's not unsafe news. That would actually improve our republic.
That's interesting. I guess I never really considered that with Future Danger. You don't post the, it's not that you're a negative person per se. It's just the good stuff, I guess, people don't need to be aware of as much. I don't know, though. If you think about it, if we're going to prepare for the future, we need to know the good things that work, too. So I don't know. I guess people got to figure that out themselves. So we only got a couple minutes left. What else you know about QAnon? One thing, I get frustrated because we keep getting promises of indictments, this, that, and the other thing. And there have been some progress, like with the FBI scandal in particular. Just doesn't seem like any true justice of true high-level criminals is coming to fruition. Maybe I'm impatient, but it also feels like we're being strung along. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to the midterms, and the political party in power, they're masters at doing nothing about a problem but fundraising off of it like mad. And this habit doesn't seem to be getting broken. But my question is, with that FISA memo and who it showed basically signing warrant applications to the FISA court to continue the wiretap on the Trump team during the election, they had to sign those things. I believe there's three Department of Justice officials, and Comey and the McCabe, the guy who quit from as a deputy director a week or so ago. I mean, they're signing these things, and they know full well the origin of the dossier, and they're not telling the court. Something about the process of applying for a federal search warrant, there should be laws that, you know, these people could be indicted under. The fact that that isn't emerging is just part and parcel of the problem. No one wants to do anything about it.
The law's got to be on the books. They're just not enforced. That's what it always seems to be the truth. A lot of these things are already illegal. They're just getting away with it. They got some sort of loophole, I guess. So, all right, one more time. We're going to break. But 619-789-6804. Call in. Otherwise, we're going to go through a heat map review on futuredanger.com coming out of the break. Stick with us. Patriot Power Hour. We'll be back.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
We are back live on the Patriot Power Hour. This is Future Dan of FutureDanger.com. Time now for the heat map dashboard review for this week, Thursday, February 15th, 2018. This is your news. All headlines within the last 5 days. News blatantly censored. Can't get worse than this, folks. We got the DHS debunking NBC, fake news, claiming Russia manipulated votes in the 2016 elections. The government has said that they penetrated voting systems in several states. There's been no evidence that votes were manipulated, but that doesn't matter to NBC. Google extends its war on InfoWars by demonetizing QAnon videos, showing you what the reaction from the establishment has been to QAnon, as we discussed in the first segment. Cheryl Atkinson, great reporter, oppressed by the Obama regime in the previous administration for her attempts to do straight down the middle reporting. Cheryl Atkinson explains the origins of fake news, points the finger straight back at Eric Schmidt, the CEO of Alphabet, Google's parent company. It was his idea. He donated to groups that came up with that idea, calling things fake news. CIA claims it can disclose classified information to select journalists and withhold it from others. That's what the CIA is coming out with saying, as of today. It's arguing that the public can't see classified info it has already given to its favored reporters. It won't release it in Freedom of Information Act requests. How's that for news being blatantly censored? That's why right now we're carrying this at SHFT level. Doesn't get worse than that, and the CIA is kind of bold about it right now. They'll tell some reporters anything they'd like and not tell others. Not an even-handed agency, one could say. Stallone brazenly lies about the POTUS blaming Florida victims for school shooting. Yesterday, 17 killed in another high school mass shooting event. We'll get more into some of the anomalies surrounding the shooting down there. But looks like we got another nut job who grabbed an AR and made another damn mess. Judicial system direly distrusted. We've been on this indicator red hot for week after week after week. It goes to the FBI, the FISA memo, the corrupt Department of Justice. Okay, here's your latest headlines. Dirty dossiers, 10 core Russian collusion accusations, still unverified 20 months later. Fired FBI boss Comey had a secret Russia meeting with Obama amid the unmaskings. So, clearly they were meeting, talking about it. An associate
Deputy AG. This came out today. An Associate Deputy Attorney General hid payments from the Dirty Dossier firm to his wife. His wife is getting paid by the company that produced the Dirty Dossier. That's corrupt, if it's anything. And Byron York, another great reporter from Washington Examiner, came out with an article today. Why are the Comey memos secret? Apparently, there's a number of Comey memos. What he said, when he said it, what he claimed. And it's a great chance that a lot of that doesn't add up. If it was you or me, folks, we'd be visiting a judge and having a hearing pretty fast. But apparently not for James Comey. That's the hot ones in column one, Liberty Indicators. Column two, National Security. Last Saturday, Israel went head-to-head with Iranian forces, launching a major strike. An F-16 was shot down on its return from over Syrian airspace. This is the first known instance of Israeli-Iranian direct combat. We carry an indicator called the Israeli-Iranian War Starts. Carrying it green right now. It was yellow last Saturday night. A lot of people are speculating, is this the first step towards the start of that war? What we do know now, Israeli Air Defense Forces have been mobilized. Iran unveiled a new nuke-capable ballistic missile a day later. And Syria, the Assad regime, who's an ally to Iran, of course, is also out there making warnings against Israel. That whole theater of northern Iran, Israel into southern Syria could explode. Okay? We also have the Korean situation. We got the Olympics going on. We got the North Koreans and South Koreans in a joint team. It's kumbaya, holding hands. Meanwhile, the director of national intelligence is warning Congress that time's running out for the U.S. to act on against a possible threat posed by their nukes. The window is shutting on any ability to launch a strike that would damage or destroy that nuclear capability. And watch for that right after the Olympics to heat right back up. In column four, we're going to skip column three, come back to the bankster breaker, Mr. Ben Cochran, to get his analysis after I finish here. But column four, where we discuss natural and scientific phenomenon events that could be leading to situations that no one dreamed possible and perhaps dangerous. We cover a number of indicators. Animal die-offs, the Mexican wolf's down to 150 left in the wild. It's the rarest species of gray wolf in North America. It's on its way out, folks. Self-aware machines materialize. There's a claim that AI will be billions of times smarter than humans. Meanwhile, the father of artificial intelligence today claiming that the singularity is less than 30 years away. Singularity being when machines essentially become beings, have a self-awareness that causes them to be beings that we contend with 30 years or less, folks. And in economic news, the Treasury rates continue to surge. 10-year Treasury yield hits a 4-year high, and then another one, slightly still a 4-year high, but even higher, hit a high of 2.9%. And some people are saying that we're hitting a death zone where these rates start to go up, and they're going to stay up. What does that mean for real estate? What does that mean for the stock market? What does it mean for all of our livelihoods? Well, the Treasury rate is the place to measure the direction it's heading. Simultaneously, reports came out that the fear gauge, the volatility index, it's clearly being manipulated. Last week when we saw two 1,000-point drops in the Dow simultaneous to a volatility derivative essentially crashing, we had news today that regulators are looking at the fact that, these volatility derivatives are being completely manipulated. And on the international scene, the president's threatening reciprocal taxes on imported goods. And lo and behold, the U.S. slapped China with an anti-dumping duty or a tax on some pipe fittings. We got this going back and forth. The ability of the United States to clamp down on Chinese imports could lead to severe economic situations, and that would spiral right over into column two with the security situation. Jumping right back in there, FBI has said that the whole of Chinese society is a threat to the United States, And the United States Navy just called the new Chinese stealth fighter a serious threat. For all this and more, his reaction to the heat map dashboard situation report update, Mr. Cochran, what strikes you as important and vital to discuss on the Patriot Power Hour?
Well, get it out of the way. The mass shooting, school shooting, definitely tragedy. I grew up in Jefferson County and played against a bunch of kids that, you know, from Columbine, we'd play them in baseball and football all the time in Colorado. And they were a couple years older than me. I was like in seventh grade when that happened. Anyway, I remember that messed me up a little bit. You know, made me a little wake up call to reality, though, on the other hand, you know, at a young age, and horrible for it to happen, of course. But it's just, you know, the same old stuff at this point. Facebook and other social media, especially Facebook, though, just becomes a cesspool of arguing and mostly gun control, calls for gun control. I have seen that explode, actually, as compared to a few years ago. It seemed like a few years ago, most everyone knew that was a scam, that, you know, trying to ban firearms to protect people, that's going to really stop the criminals. Not, of course not. And not to mention the Second Amendment implications here. Patriot Power Hour, we're very cognizant of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, etc. So anyway, though, you get all these people who never post about politics or this, that, and the other thing, and then they get on their soapbox and say pretty uneducated things about gun control. Or now I'm seeing the narrative of, you know, it's really the white people that are dangerous, not, you know, not illegal immigration, not the banksters, dare anyone say, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's not the Muslims or ISIS that's a terrorist that's dangerous to America. It's the white male. And so we've seen that narrative been pushed and pushed. But I'm seeing some bounce backs from some of my, let's just say, casual friends on Facebook. So that's disturbing, but it is what it is, and we'll just continue to have to fight back against that.
Yeah, you know, today white supremacists came out and it said that the Florida school shooter, Cruz is his name, actually trained with him. So, you know, this is going to show up on Future Danger as brutal political violence if that claim has been made. It's not fully vetted out yet, but the white supremacists themselves have said that, you know, he trained with them. So you can see the direction that's heading in social media. It's going to be a firestorm. But what will it amount to? I don't know. Why, if we're going to have government schools in the first place, why aren't they guarded like a government facility ought to be?
Right.
It seems like it wouldn't be terribly hard to stop, especially 17. To get in there with a weapon and take 17 lives, how is there not the ability for an armed response to put an end to that?
Hey, you were former military, so let me tell you, or let's have you tell the audience, because I certainly was not former military, if there was just one or two teachers just returning fire at all at the kid, that would have saved a lot, even if they didn't kill him or just... Now, just the suppressive fire effect, right? That's huge.
Yeah, and the deterrence value. So, I mean, that's a tactical level discussion, but on a, you know, more of a strategic level, when we talk about, you know, and we did a few weeks ago, that United States may now have a hypersonic stealth bomber, right? The knowledge that our that potential adversaries, they know we have it, and they know what it means that they can't respond to it. I was, you know, I'm going off topic here, but I'll circle back. I was talking to an Air Force retiree who knows a lot about all of this. He was in Strategic Air Command for many decades. That was the Air Force outfit that, you know, took care of having the weapons, the big weapons ready at all times. And this hypersonic stealth bomber is not a first strike weapon. It's actually a cleanup weapon. If there was ever World War III, the apocalypse, the missiles go up, the exchange happens, that weapon is designed to finish it off. Nothing an adversary has can be protected. It'll zoom around the entire country, and there may not be a lot of us left, but there won't be any nukes coming from that direction again with that kind of weapon. Same thing with a, you know, having a guard in a school. It's just the knowledge and knowing that you might start something, but there's no way you can finish it. The bodies, like 17 students and teachers, isn't going to pile up because that threat is there to counter you. Really puts, has the deterrence effect that it's not even going to happen. So.
Yep. Deterrence. All right. Hey, we got to go to commercial. We'll be back, folks. Stick with us.
Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar, send secure data by long-range ham radio, or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
It's over, Johnny. It's over!
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off! It wasn't my war! You asked me, I didn't ask you! And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win! And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport, protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap. Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they? Unless they've been me and been there and know what the hell they're yelling about.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Entering the second half of the show here on this February 15th episode, live episode. But hey, if you can't listen live Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, we got an archive. Easy to find us. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Or just search in stupid Google, which I try not to use, but I end up using all the time anyway. Search Patriot Broadcasting Network, Blog Talk Radio. You'll find this, simply put, and find all of our archives. This is our 13th episode. You can go back and listen to some other ones, and especially the early ones when Bitcoin was going crazy. Those were some fun episodes, don't you think, Future Dan?
Well, I do. And, you know, today's the first show in a few weeks where Bitcoin hasn't been hammered even worse. We're back to, at the start of the show, 10,114. That's up $1,890 since last Patriot Power Hour kicked off a week ago last Thursday. That's up 23%. So, you know, maybe this thing's coming back, or maybe it's getting propped up again for a big fat short.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. It's still down 20%+ year to date. So still in a bear market for 2018. I don't like to toot my horn. I hate that expression. I don't even know why I said it. But I did say that this is potentially what happened, a bear market. But I also said that a bear market could be followed by another run up. I don't know if this bear market is over. It did occur more quickly than I expected, to be honest. But it is up 20%+, at least over the last week. Again, if you bought some when it was 19,000 and it's 10,000 now, you still would be pretty screwed, pretty underwater, right? But for certain people out there, if you bought it at 300, 500, 1,000, 2,000, even 5,000 bucks, or even bought it on this recent dip at 7 or 8,000, hey, you just made a pretty little penny. You can sell right now and make 10%+ just off the past week. So it's worth paying attention to.
So household debt rises by $572 billion last year, ending 2017 at the highest of all time. We got news that the federal government debt at current interest rates would hit $30 trillion in 10 years under the president's requested budget.
Ouch.
And you got the 10-year treasury yield. And for those who don't know, that's a IOU for U.S. debt in a 10-year note. It's hitting a 4-year high. What happens when these interest rates get up too high? We sound like broken records, but it's probably the most dangerous thing we're looking at right now. What happens to all that household debt and all that government debt if those rates continue to climb, Ben?
All right. So let's quickly do some super simple math, and that's because I haven't done the numbers yet, so I'm going to have to keep it simple. Let's say $20 trillion in national debt, correct? Everybody agrees we're at that level and counting. $20 trillion. So at 2% interest rate, let's just say on the Treasury or just on the U.S. debt, government debt, 2%. 2% of $20 trillion equals $400 billion. So right there, that's $400 billion per year in interest payments, essentially. Okay, fine. A lot of the holders of these bonds are pensions, mutual funds, U.S. domestic holders, but a lot of them are also Saudi Arabia, China, the banksters. So it's not all negative necessarily, but it's certainly not all positive. So very quickly, let's now do $30 trillion times 4%. Let's just say the interest rate went from 2% to 4%. Just a cut. You know, it sounds a lot. It doubled. But 4% is the long-term average. In fact, it's probably lower than the long-term average. But let's just add that extra $10 trillion in debt and ratchet up the interest rate to historical norms. This is what may allegedly occur in the next 5 to 10 years. The Fed wants to raise interest rates to almost normal levels. Let's see what happens. $30 trillion times 0.04%, 1.2 trillion. So we just went from $400 billion to $1.2 trillion in interest payments just on government debt. And then we bring in the personal debt, which you just talked about, the auto loans, student loans, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my gosh. We're going to get eaten alive by interest payments. That's as simple as it'll be.
And another interesting piece of news, Russian deputy prime minister came out and said that Russia's banks are ready to turn off SWIFT. SWIFT is the dollar-denominated global interbank payment system. It's part of, you know, the result of our winning World War II and the Bretton Woods conferences and essentially setting the entire world to hold U.S. dollars in reserve. Russia, not a terribly large economy relative to several others, but still a major one, getting ready to just get out of the game of dollars. And simultaneously, we saw news today about China's unveiling an oil futures launch date. So bringing the sale of oil out of the dollar when
nice.
You're talking in those terms, it's called the petrodollar. So China making moves to undo the petrodollar, Russia making moves to get out of the SWIFT system. Probably a good move if you're a major adversary of the United States and are war gaming out scenarios where you may be in conflict with the United States. Getting out of their currency would be one of the steps you'd want to do first.
Absolutely. And there's financial sense to do it, but then you get into the geopolitical and that type of strategy like you just talked about. If you're adversary, whether you want to be or not, of the United States, if they see you as one, well, it behooves you to put things such as oil and even food, etc., and things besides U.S. dollars. So, yeah, the petro yuan, they're rolling that out. And I also saw that SWIFT. I didn't read the whole article today, but I did see it on Future Danger about Russia ready to turn it off. They haven't done so yet, though. Why not? Question. But will they soon? I guess that's another question. We'll see. Could be posturing. They could be just waiting for the right time when we're the weakest, where they could take most advantage of us, pile on, so to speak. If interest rates start spiking and they do something like that, that could cascade and really spike interest rates.
Yeah, and bringing it back home, you know, mortgage applications are tumbling this month after those rates, which follow, you know, the Fed's rates and the, you know, the Treasury debts, the yields on our bonds, mortgage apps tumbled after those rates spiked to 4-year highs. So you got that simultaneous to the consumer price index, inflation. It measures inflation.
Yep.
That thing jumped up this week. So we're carrying this all at low level, grade, green, to be aware of news, no crisis. You know, we don't have the stock market tanking like it was last week, but, you know, I think it was up several hundred points several times this week. Who knows what to make of this? But I will tell you one thing from someone that you're going to love to hear from, Ben. It's the bankster of the banksters. It's the central bank for the central bankers. The head of the Bank for International Settlements came out and said he fears the systemic threat of Bitcoin. The systemic threat of Bitcoin, and he's urging the nation states who can do something because he can't. He's an international organization, but he's urging, you know, all those treasury and finance ministries around the world to take quote unquote preemptive action. He said private digital tokens masquerading as currencies, quote, must not subvert the trust in central banks.
Oh, boy. Trust. Yes. Trust.
I saved that one with enough time in segment 3 for you to essentially rail against it. Rant our way out of this segment, Ben.
Trust like with someone with a gun to your head. Trust them not to pull the trigger if you do whatever they say, I guess. Nah, that's great that they're scared. I do remember when Jamie Dimon talked a bunch of trash about Bitcoin, it almost doubled in about a week. And he looked pretty darn stupid at that time. And it was pretty awesome. So I do like that. I don't know how to say that. Schadenfreude or something, that German, it's a German word of when someone fails and you're just like, I knew that would happen. And it makes me feel happy inside. I'm actually kind of pissed off about that and a couple other things too. So try not to get too crazy about it. Last thing I want to say though, look, right now taxation is at record levels. What if there's a slight slip? Okay. These rising interest rates, we're going to have to pay them somehow, both government and otherwise. And I also want to say, even if those listeners who are big time Trump supporters are hoping for the best, at least, Steve Mnuchin, Treasury, the guy that Bank of International Settlements was talking about to ban Bitcoin and other ways to, you know, subvert the bankster system. He broke ranks with the White House and says he does support potential gun control measures. So guess that should make some Trump supporters angry, I guess, if they even care.
Yeah, I caught that. It'll amount to nothing except for probably end his term just before the 2020 election, if not during the first financial crisis of the first term of the
Hey, we'll see. We'll hope so. So, all right. Well, folks, we will be back. We got another session or another section of the show to go. Give out some more giveaway info as well. Stick with us. Patriot Power Hour.
Okay, folks, here's your chance. The Patriot Broadcasting Network has highly affordable advertising options for you. Our shows and our host websites have a very special audience. These are Americans who are preparing to take care of themselves and their families during difficult times. Start reaching this audience with your product, service, or cause. Interested in broadcasting your podcast on PBN? We're interested in talking to you about that, too. Don't wait. Email info@futuredanger.com for more information.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Could you bring only this handful of soldiers against Xerxes? See, I was wrong to expect Sparta's commitment to at least match our own.
Doesn't it? You, there. What is your profession?
I'm a potter.
And you, Arcadian. What is your profession?
Sculptor, sir.
You?
Blacksmith.
Spartans! What is your profession?
You see, old friend, I brought more soldiers than you did.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Welcome back to the machine, Patriot Power Hour, hardcore, amateur, podcast, Patriot Radio. And I am joined by my host, the breaker of banksters, the proprietor of DethroneTheBankster.com, Mr. Ben Cochran. And for our final segment, Ben, let's get into some singularity talk. What do you think
okay.
the chances of that headline is that within 30 years we're going to be dealing with machines and they are going to be self-determinant beings in their own right?
I think we already are to some degree. Here's a sound clip from when there was some panic in the street a little bit a couple weeks ago with the stocks crashing. Let's hear our the early version of the AI takeover.
As of 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time yesterday, the markets are trending down. The markets are trending down. The markets are trending down. The Dow Jones remained relatively steady at 24,346.
Relatively steady. Thanks for the assurance, Google Home. That's where you got that from, right? That was kind of creepy in of itself. Very small, you know, dipping the toe into the artificial intelligence when they have the news reports read to you by AI, but it's getting there.
Yeah, I tried to rename my Google Home. I just wanted to call it Wiretap. I wanted to say, like, hey, Wiretap, tell me about the 1,200-point drop in the market, but it won't let me rename it Wiretap. But that was made at the home headquarters of Future Danger. And that son of a bitch and machine would make no mention of, the single largest point drop in the history of the Dow. It just assured me that, things are down but steady.
relatively
you
stable.
Lying
relatively
machine.
Stable. Relatively stable. Hey, I think
yeah.
when other things occur, you might have to get some more quotes, some more voicemails, so to speak, from Wiretap. Wiretap. We'd have a whole skit about Wiretap.
Yeah, if we could just get her to call the show, we'd be in business.
Hey, tell everybody how they can leave a voicemail. You know, the truth of the matter is, according to our analytics, 95%+ of listeners are podcasted. I'll tell you what, I listen via podcast and download MP3s on computer, but mostly podcasts on my phone, almost for everything. I rarely listen or even watch anything live anymore, except maybe sports at most. But so our listeners that are listening, they can't call live on Thursday nights. How can they get their voice heard via voicemail?
Well, one thing they could do is they could go over to their Wiretap and tell it to remind them that next Thursday night at 9 p.m., they can call in at 619-789-6804 and join the show. And we don't need real names here. Just call in, give us any name, and let's have a question or a comment. But if you're catching this late, or you're catching it, you know, in podcast land, and you want to drop us a question, say, hey, I heard this last week, or I got an idea for next week, comment, question, or concern, column 3 of Future Danger, halfway down between the active and inactive bundles, there's a link. It goes right to our show archive. We got all 13 episodes, correction, 12 of the 13 episodes, not to be including the lost pilot episode, and we'll reveal more on that in months and years to come. But hit the it's called SpeakPipe. Hit the SpeakPipe link and record a message up to 90 seconds, and it'll ask you if you want to leave a name and an email address. If you want to win that first caller prize of 1 ounce silver or the equivalent in Bitcoin, give us your email. And if you don't care, stay anonymous, but drop us a line. Tell us what you think.
Exactly. Since we weren't able to get it, we did have a caller on, but they dropped off in between a commercial. I was trying to go to them. But if otherwise we don't get any other callers today, that's that prize. The 1 ounce of silver or the equivalent in Bitcoin will go to the first person to leave a voicemail. So, hey, if you're listening to this on Friday or even over the weekend, probably still got a shot. And again, even if you don't win, come on. It's really you know, we just want to get people interactive. We want to hear your questions, what you want to talk about, maybe some suggestions of guests we should get, et cetera. So, again, futuredanger.com. Go to the third column. You know, not even that far down the page, to be honest. You do have a lot of news up. Sounds like you look like you got a lot of indicators active right now. But the third column, scroll down just a little while. Eventually, you'll see some of this is Future Danger Radio Archive. You can find our archive with all of our shows, or again, that big blue button, leave a voicemail to the show.
Yeah, Ben, we got 42 total active Future Danger indicators tonight, 76 active headlines. We carried that level of threat awareness pretty much throughout the previous president's administration, but there's been, relatively speaking, favorable news. And we haven't had that level of material for the heat map in several weeks. Things are heating up.
Yeah, no, activity is heating up for sure. And it seemed like definitely a future danger, like you said. Since Trump was elected, it's been much calmer. And with Obama, especially kind of the latter half of his presidency, but maybe the calm before the storm, whether it's related to Trump's comments or not, maybe that's over. The storm is coming. Maybe the FBI was one part of it. Now, I remember specifically someone we were talking about earlier, and I forgot to bring up. Do you think any of this stuff, whether it's the mass shooting, whether it's other issues going on or whatnot, could that be cover-ups or just kind of, not cover-up per se, but a distraction? How about that? From some of the crimes that are being uncovered in the FBI and otherwise.
Yeah, I think there are powers that were, I don't know if they're to be, but they were in the previous administration. I think the deep state and pieces of the administrative, constantly existing government who has political loyalties, they aren't to this president, potentially have the ability to manipulate the news. If you are so inclined to believe that the Las Vegas murder or even this high school murder, that these people are wind up dolls that can be, you know, just press a button and sent into, you know, kill mode and have it not attributable to anybody who sent them in that direction. If you're inclined to believe those theories, then you look at the situation with a totally different lens. You know, when the truck hit the train full of congressional Republicans on the way to a retreat right before the vote to release the memo, one could assume that, you know, the poor dump truck driver who lost his life perhaps didn't have full control of himself or his machine and did that to send signals. Is this the way governments at the high level behave? Well, I would say throughout the history of the world, in most places on the planet besides the United States, yes, they are that vicious and they have done such things.
Oh, definitely. Just watch the House of Cards, or, you know, with Kevin Spacey, now disgraced Kevin Spacey. Any of those dramas, anything in those and more is what's actually gone on in the past. And you know, if it's gone on in the past, it's going on now. That's why there's supposed to be checks and balances. But humans are just like that. You know, that's why the founders, you know, the original Patriot, that we are trying to help resurrect the spirit of, at least here on Patriot Power Hour and Patriot Broadcasting Network. They knew that even if their generation and the generation after that were quote unquote perfect, which they certainly were not, eventually the old lust for power and control and just human nature would rear its ugly head and destroy everything they worked for. So they tried to put some things in place. And one of them was the Second Amendment. As an example, another is the Fourth Amendment. And we're seeing consistent breaches and destruction of those two and others, Bill of Rights and just overall common law and Magna Carta types, just concepts being just attacked on all fronts right now.
Yeah, and you look at that age in human history, they weren't even beginning to even consider the idea that perhaps in our lifetime, human beings are going to be made obsolete by their very own creations, these, you know, supercomputers, artificial intelligence. What does that mean for our Constitution? You know, I struggle with this because my political orientation has always been described as conservative, but in recent years, it's I would make the argument that there are no conservatives. Because there's nothing to conserve anymore. It's as current. You're conserving nothing. It's gone. An age has passed. we're in a new totalitarian soft tyranny, and if we're going to escape it, you need new small R Republicans. You need small R liberals. You need the classical 17th century conceptions of these things to reemerge. But you're not conserving them. They're long ago lost.
Yeah, unfortunately, a nihilistic way, but that's the truth to some degree. However, both you and I definitely believe that we still got a chance. That's why we're doing this. So don't fret, listeners. We're not totally doom and gloom. But I mean, what you just said is absolutely right, especially with regard to the technology and how it's going to affect society, affect people's brains. I mean, just I know. My own self, 32, going on 33, I've been warped by technology to some degree for ill. A lot of good stuff, of course, too, but it's messed me up to some degree. You got to admit, it is toxic in different ways, and you got to wonder what's going to happen in the next generation, the generation after that, the generation after that, especially with AI coming on board. So, okay, that's where the Power Hour is here to bring patriotism, but more importantly, you know, human rights into the 21st century. What do you think? Maybe we'll just have to declare war on the robots too.
Yeah, the first mankind war, robotic war. Yeah, I don't think. I think that self-aware machines are going to be able to do tremendous things, but being aware that they exist is still science fiction. But if we ever get close to it, that better get snuffed out. It better be treated like some of the worst weapons that have ever been created. They ought to be looked at like chemical weapons and the use of nuclear
right.
weapons by rogue states. It better be shut down because it can't end well living under that.
Definitely not. Hey, they said we were going to have flying cars in 1968, and we got nothing. So who knows if it's even going to happen in this lifetime. But we'll continue to keep you updated every single week, every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Patriot Power Hour. Future Dan, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
You too, Ben.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan's stock has lost half its value, down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Paul Simon Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would have
collapsed.
They knew. Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail.
Right?
I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by Ready Made Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar, send secure data by long-range ham radio, or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at ReadyMadeResources.com.
If you have an appetite for fun, then the Disney California Adventure Food and Wine Festival is the place to be. March 2nd through April 12th, only at the Disneyland Resort. Enjoy deliciously fresh food, California wines, craft beers, specialty cocktails, live music, and more. All served up with a dash of Disney magic. Get more details at disneyland.com/foodandwine.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.